Many members of my audience get a bit overwhelmed by the many possibilities, many programs that enable an individual to potentially celebrate symptom relief. Could you, for all of us, offer one suggestion to a person struggling with their health journey that would really enable them to find that, yes, there is a great option out there?
The single best thing I would say is to work on your methylation cycle. And so to explain this a little more for your audience, I find when I look at the nutrigenomic test, the genetics for this nutritional pathway, for individuals, whether it's adults with Parkinson's or other similar or related health conditions, or individuals with autism, that there are a number of mutations in the pathway for methylation. We can't do anything about the DNA you've inherited. You've inherited it. Your DNA is not going to change from that standpoint. And that's why when you run a genetic test like that, you only need to run it once in your lifetime. It's the same reason if you watch CSI or one of those shows, they can use saliva or hair or nail or other bodily fluids and analyze the DNA and identify, if they have it on file, the individual it came from, because your DNA doesn't change. What can change is the ability of these methyl groups, these small groups, CH3, a carbon and three hydrogens, to be placed on or off your DNA. And a visual to understand this, if you think about your DNA in your body like a charm bracelet, and assume that when there's mutations, there's breaks in the link in the on the charm bracelet, so the charm bracelet is essentially falling apart because there are mutations, there are breaks. But by putting a methyl group on, it can tie together two broken pieces of the links of the bracelet. And so these methyl groups help to modify your DNA after the fact, so that even if there's certain underlying problems you've inherited, you have the ability potentially to bypass them with proper nutrition to be able to work on the methylation cycle. And you need to be able to make new DNA to repair your body. You need to be able to work on this pathway for everything from chronic bacterial infections, heart disease, allergic reactions, your nervous system. And so it's so central to every aspect of health and well-being. I have developed certain supplements. There's a general vitamin I've developed that focuses in on supporting what is needed for the methylation cycle. It is a vitamin that should be well tolerated by almost any individual. I don't want to promote anything like that in particular, so that's why I'm talking in more general terms. But there are vitamins, whether it's mine or someone else's, that can be used to help to support your methylation cycle as a beginning starting point for health and well-being. And then the second piece is to really look at anything you're eating or vitamins you're taking that may have an excessive amount of glutamate, aspartate, aspartame in them. A hidden source of it many times is minerals that you're taking. Minerals need to be complexed with something. And so you might look at something like magnesium citrate for your system if you're taking magnesium. But I am not a fan of, let's say, magnesium aspartate, because that's complexing magnesium with one of those excitotoxins. And so just taking the time to look critically at the supplements you're taking and the food you're eating is, for some people, will make a tremendous difference initially in toning down the inflammation around the nervous system. And then the second piece is to try to look at supporting your methylation cycle with a general vitamin that's designed to work on the methylation cycle. And then the third easy piece is run a hair metal test from at home and get a sense of what your minerals are looking like. Do you have enough minerals to help to transport B12 in your system? Do you even have adequate levels of cobalt, which would be a reflection of B12 in your system? So those are some basic starting points. And again, I really encourage people, work with your own doctor. Ask your doctor, you know, for advice and feedback when you're making these decisions. And even though it's more work on your part to have a program that's customized and individualized for you, that's going to be the most benefit for you in the long run. Something that's a one-size-fits-all program can backfire. And then the other thing is, and I know I'm a little biased because I come from a research background, but run tests, get the data, find out if what you're doing makes sense. Sometimes people will run a gut test to see the imbalances in their gut, and then they don't run that test for another 3 years. But you have living bacteria in your gut, and that flora is going to change based on any number of factors. And so my personal view is take a look at what's going on in your gut at least once a year. Look at the minerals in your urine and hair at least once a year. Look at what your amino acid profile is looking like and your energy markers once a year. See where you stand, because those are things that change. If you think about it in terms of produce in your refrigerator, produce changes over time because it ages. And as we grow and change in age, you want to see, what do I look like today versus what did I look like a year ago? And that will enable you to make decisions for your health and your supplements that reflect your state of being at the moment. Because if we go back to the Titanic example, you look at how many different factors play a role in your health in a similar way to how many different factors played a role in that disaster. And if you can look at those different aspects of your health, the pie chart that I have on the slides early on, what is your stress level today versus a year ago? What microbes are in your system? What's your glutamate level? What's your toxin level? What do your minerals look like? And those things will change. And by focusing in on even one or two of those factors, you can really change the course of your health and well-being.